I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. August is already here. This month is sometimes called the dog days of summer. This phrase goes back to varied stories from the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, and Romans. More on that shortly. This week in the North Sound, it is gonna feel like dog days. Temperatures are forecast to climb back into the 80s with some 90s close to the Cascade foothills. And now, wildfire smoke from Canada and eastern Washington is spoiling air quality. Dog days indeed. The dog days term is tied to the rise of Sirius, by far the brightest star that follows Orion into the night sky. Also called the dog star, Sirius rises in the night sky in mid-July and is most prominent during August. These early civilizations blamed Sirius for the heat of the season, bringing, as historians quote, discouraging heat and oppression. The dog star Sirius is 8.7 light years away from Earth and has no impact on our planet's weather or temperature. Yet those early civilizations saw the rise of the dog star and the hottest weather of the year as a cause and effect. The phrase dog days of summer has survived the test of time. Many Europeans take long holidays during August. Many Americans do as well. In the North Sound, the warmest stretch of summer is from mid-July to mid-August before a slow cooling trend begins as the days get gradually shorter. By this weekend, onshore breezes from the Pacific Ocean will offer some relief from the summer heat this week with cleaner air, but no threat of any rain. Until then, take precautions from the heat and the poor air quality. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.